CliffCentral.com.
He was gone, but only for a few hours. And now, he is back.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum. Oh.
Get ready for a brand new episode.
Are you ready?
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Let's go.
Welcome to yet another exciting edition of the O'Neill Africa Experience. A quick reminder that we have literally teamed up with Castle Light to bring you weekly updates on where to get all info related to the Castle Light Unlocks concert. We've been doing this for a couple of weeks now, and today is no different. The only difference today is that we are actually broadcasting outside, and I'm going to be telling you all about what's happening around me. The first group for today, the focus is a cappella, and the first group for today, they call themselves Just Six. So they will be joining me shortly. We're coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me. Once again, this is the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Africa Experience. The number one African music vault.
As promised, Just Six is here with me in studio. Now, for a bit of perspective on who they are, let me just play you something from Just Six. We're coming back. Stand by. Okay, yep. That's it. Nice one, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is Just Six.
Yep.
Let's start with the name. Why the name Just Six?
Just the six of us.
Is there really no chance that you guys are going to add another member?
Maybe you can audition and we'll think about it.
Yeah. Actually, I do look like I can sing.
Oh, yeah. Looks can be deceiving sometimes.
Welcome to the show, guys. Thank you very much for joining us today. Is it your first time on Cliff Central?
Yes.
Second time.
You've been here before. But listen, all the same, we love what you do. Look, you could have easily done anything, but you chose to do a cappella. Is that what you guys call it?
Yeah, a cappella.
Okay, all right. Now, why a cappella?
Whoa, it's what we love. Hey, we're from church, so, you know, in church there's this whole choral thing going on. So that's where we take it from, you know, and go see.
We're the hip guys. The hip guys of choral music.
Yeah, so we kind of just took it up a notch. So what we do in our kind of a cappella, which we call Afro vocal play, is we actually emulate instrument sounds with our voices. So it becomes more than just the normal singing, but actually feeling like you're listening to a live band. But it's just vocals.
So you guys met in church, I presume?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we did.
All right. Church now, voice. What you do independently of church, is this still part of what you do in church, or are you a separate entity from or what you do in church?
Well, in church, we'll sing predominantly just gospel.
Okay.
And then we have the freedom to, you know, venture out into some secular
commercially.
Music as well, commercial stuff.
Are you guys commercial?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay, all right. Do you have any albums, any EPs, anything that you put together that's out there?
Yes, we do, actually. The song that you just played, Nyam Tanda, is on an EP that's on iTunes.
iTunes, yeah.
That EP is called Take Me Back. Mm-hmm. It's a 5-track EP. Five-track EP, yeah. And people can get it on iTunes.
Take me through the creative process of just putting together a song. I imagine when you have six guys, you are obviously egotistical. It must be difficult to just pin a song down to one person's idea.
most of the time the rest of us are sleeping at home while Nkosi is busy writing songs.
Also, so Nkosi is the writer. Yeah, he's the Beyonce of the group.
Not quite.
Sure.
And then we come together and put everything together from there, you know.
Have you ever hit a deadlock where you thought you had an idea and it just wouldn't go anywhere?
Nah, never.
Really?
No, we actually have a lot of things that we put together and then we get so busy that we just leave it. But then sometimes we actually come back to it after a long time and it makes sense sometimes.
Is there a bad vocal day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I jumped up for that one because I almost always have bad vocal days.
Does this only happen to one or does it affect the entire group there when that happens?
It affects the whole group. I mean, when it does happen, it does affect the whole group.
Okay.
You know, but I think each of us all have our individual bad vocal days.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are you guys competitive in any way?
Amongst each other?
Yeah.
Competitive.
I don't think we'd...
You haven't thought about this until now?
I don't think we'd compete amongst each other.
It's good competition. Yeah. You know?
So you are competitive.
Like we push each other to do the best.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So do you only have one person who does lead, or is it something that anyone else can just do?
Ah, smokes.
Well, since we're sort of a group that's made of people with various and different kinds of personalities, we spread the leads according to the type of feel of the song. So yeah, we've got songs that have that are very African, and we've got our African brothers, our slayers, who can
take
us. Then we've got other songs who are very romantic, you know.
Okay.
So then we've got brothers that can take the romantic side of the leading, you know.
We can hear the brothers speaking.
Yeah.
Is that guy?
Look, I imagine you get a lot of love out there.
Yeah.
Is it female or male?
It's both, actually.
No, Fez can answer here.
It's both. It's just.
So, church is boring when you guys are not in church, it's actually.
Oh,
is it one of those?
I don't know.
Maybe you need to have an interview in church and ask them about that.
Yeah, man.
Ah, so I see. Yeah. If you're joining us, we are hanging out with Just Six.
Yes,
they're going to be performing for us just now, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Tell me also you like to perform for us.
We perform a song called Penyania Panangia, which is Swahili, which means where there is a will, there is a way. It's a Swahili proverb.
Sorry, say that again.
Where there is a will, there is a way.
No, say it
so
in Swahili.
So Swahili is Penyania Panangia.
Ah, Panangia.
Panangia.
Parangia.
Parangia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, snap. Okay. Oh, thank you so much. We'll have to re-record that song.
So he reads like English.
Sure.
The G is a ga.
Okay.
As opposed to. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
we're going to sing it like that now.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
So going forward, Parangia. Okay, Parangia. Ladies and gentlemen, Just Six, go ahead.
Than one given. drops in the sea are what your dreams may be. Drop by drop, they will become an ocean tide. Even if it's hard to get over, where there's a will, there will be a way.
Six. So you. Does it feel different having to adjust Panangia? Did it feel different? My apologies. If you're joining us, we are live from the Lifestyle Home Garden Center. A lifestyle center that sells, anything you need to know about gardening, it's all here. There are also lifestyle boutiques as well. All kinds of plants can be found here. Yes, I did say all kinds of plants.
Uh-oh.
Why are you guys getting excited?
What do you mean, man? What do you mean?
Interesting.
No, I'm lost. I'm sorry.
Why are church boys getting excited when I talk about plants?
I actually got very
no
lost.
Idea.
You saw all the plants.
So let's talk about your project, the project that you put together.
Yeah.
Do you have a plan on how you are going to get it out to the general public, or what is your strategy? I imagine, what you've chosen, the path you've chosen is competitive. There are a couple of groups that do a cappella.
Yeah.
What is your edge?
Look, I think our edge is basically, I think what I elaborated to earlier on, in terms of us being diverse, us being able to offer something that sounds different from everyone else. I think what we try to work on each time we meet is how to perfect the sounds that we come up with, how to perfect how to perform this music as well.
Is there anyone you look up to?
Yeah, a lot actually. Yeah. A lot of overseas a cappella groups kind of influence us in what we do right now, although we're trying to do it in a very African way.
Okay.
But the concept of it is something that we learned and we kind of adapted and be like, no, we can make this thing our own.
Yeah.
And that's what we're basically doing right now.
Is this something that you can put together on the spot? Like if I put you guys on the spot and I throw a word at you, would you be able to turn that into a song?
Most probably.
Actually, I don't know why I'm asking. We should just do it. Right?
We could try.
On the spot. All right.
On the spot.
All right. So, your responsibility today is to make Castle Light unlocks.
Woohoo!
Castle Light unlocks.
Uh-huh.
That is what you have to turn into a song.
Church boy singing.
It's going to be interesting. All right. I guess the best place to start would be a groove.
So it's start entirely with, up to you. It's all on you.
Bass groove.
Shucks, a groove.
Think alcohol.
Sorry.
How safe?
No, wait.
How safe?
That was very close to the song we just said.
How safe?
All right.
Okay.
Close enough.
That was actually nice. So let's talk about I know this is a bit more technical. When you guys, for your harmonies,
yeah.
The way you layer them,
sure.
Does it matter who starts and who finishes, or is it something that do you go with the feeling? Take me through that process.
Well. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Look, it probably comes easy for you guys. For me, it sounds like, look, this is rocket science.
Sure. Yeah.
It sounds very complicated.
So, you got parts in the group.
Yeah.
My brother here, Mtanazo, sings first tenor.
Okay.
He sings first tenor, that's just below him. So we got six parts. And okay, most of the time in choral groups, the most you'd have at certain points would be four parts.
Yeah. Okay.
So when we all sing together in harmony, we try to split that up sometimes. But also we try to run away from making it sound too complicated, because then if you add too much of the jazz harmonies, which you can open up to like even like 13 parts, so we can have like a 13-part harmony chord or whatever.
Okay, can we try that on the spot?
Jesus.
So he starts.
Okay, so like something basic, give me a note.
So you do. We're still grabbing the Castle Light Unlocks. So you do Castle Light Unlocks, and then he will join just like that. So we'll, each one of you guys will join, right? Right?
Okay, cool.
One, two, three.
So he starts. Castle
Light Unlocks.
And then we have the second part.
Yeah.
Castle Light.
Unlocks. One, two. Castle Light 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 Unlocks. One more time.
Because that's all of us.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That's completely insane. Sure, ladies and gentlemen, we are hanging out with Just Six in the studio.
Yeah.
Stand by. Don't go anywhere. We're coming.
You ready? Come on. One, two, three. It's that time of the day. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
Pata pata.
Unstoppable, Just Six, that's what they call themselves. What are your plans, guys? What's the next big event for you?
All right, we're performing next Wednesday, well, this coming Wednesday, at Santon Hard Rock Cafe. We're performing at Up and Coming. It's a musical showcase called Up and Coming at Hard Rock Cafe, Santon.
Does this happen regularly?
Yes, it happens every last
Wednesday of the month.
Yeah. Of the month.
Are you guys featured every last?
No, we just featured on this particular one.
Yeah.
But different artists come on every month end.
Okay.
Last Wednesday of each month. So that's the next place where we're going to be performing. We're working on some new music. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll have that out soon. We don't want to give out dates or anything yet, so that we don't tie ourselves to anything we can't deliver. But we work on new music. We'll be pushing out new music so people can follow us on our social media platforms. That is Just Six on Facebook, JUST, the number six.
Yeah.
We're at Just Six Official on Instagram and Twitter. You can go to our website, www.justsix.co.za, and you can get all the information you need about Just Six. We're going on. We got a tour. We got an overseas tour coming up.
Nice.
European tour. Going to a couple of places in Europe.
Vienna.
It's around East. Like, I don't know. Is it
July?
Which part of Europe is it? I'm not sure. But Vienna, Switzerland,
Germany.
Belgium,
Amsterdam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Belgium?
Listen, the church is going to fall apart without you guys.
No, they're going to be all right. They're going to be right. They're going to be all right.
Just like you said.
That's Just Six, ladies and gentlemen. They are here. You can catch them across all social media platforms. You are still listening to the O'Neill Africa Experience, and we are powered by hashtag Castlelight Unlocks. We are coming at you live from Lifestyle Home Garden, based in Randburg. Another act is coming through shortly.
The O'Neill Africa Experience, the home of African talent.
Joint man, taking you back to 1973, I think. Love Unlimited Orchestra. The song is called Love Steam. Too grown for you guys. Too grown.
Way too grown.
Too grown. 1973.
Way too grown.
I did promise you that we've got one more act joining us. They call themselves True Verb Music. They're also an a cappella group. So let's do this. One more time. Let's just show you what they do.
Just my mouth. love you, love your curves and all your edges, and your perfect imperfection, cause I give you all, and you give me all. There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love, and that place is much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you find there's no need to cry. Love is real, love is brighter than tomorrow.
They call themselves True Verb Music, setting our little studio alight. Guys, thank you very much and welcome.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for having us.
Good
now,
to have you.
Where does the inspiration come from for you guys?
Well, I think life, generally, you know, what we experience, you know, all around us, you know, the people, you know, the events that are happening around us, love, you know, religion, all those things, you know, inspire us to come up with whatever we
can. That's right.
Have you always known that this is what you wanted to do?
Yeah.
Or was it different for each one of you?
Yeah, obviously it was different.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously it was different.
It's an inborn thing.
But individual, you know, you know what you really want to do.
So whose idea was it to form True Verb Music?
This dude here.
Okay. And he happens to do lead, right?
Yes, and unfortunately the dude is actually out of shape today. I lost my voice yesterday, so I'm just trying to keep it cool.
This is one thing I can't stand about people who sing.
You know.
He'll be hitting the highest of notes, and that day he's telling you he's having a bad day.
Man, I don't know.
Like, how?
These guys are actually angry with me for singing, because they're like, Oscar, every single night we hear you in the studio playing music, singing. From today onwards, no one is going to the studio.
Okay.
Stay at home, in bed.
Okay. Yeah, you ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, I mean...
So tell me about True Verb Music. Do you guys have any project that's out there?
Yep. Yeah.
Albums?
We do have a good EP.
It's a
religion, it's a Christian album.
Okay.
You know, that's how we basically started.
Looks like most groups, it begins in church.
Yeah, it begins in church. So that's how we started. So we ended up cutting an EP. It's there on iTunes. It's called, I Believe, it's a gospel album. That's the only offering that we have had. Then we've been working with a producer from Kenya. His name is Teddy B. Mm-hmm. And we've been also working with a producer called Kariji Johns from Los Angeles in the U.S.
Okay.
And we also have started a project on positive music that we're doing with the 1873 FM in Rivonia Boulevard. And it's a literate station that is there to provide education. Yeah. So they have asked us to do quite a number of songs on positive music.
True.
So it's an online radio station. So
we
have about, how many songs do we have?
About four. We got four now.
I was going to ask you about, do you have your own compositions or is it just purely based on
covers? Yeah, we have our own
compositions. Okay, all right. So we haven't heard anything as yet.
You haven't.
Okay. Right. Is there anything that's safe for you, Mr. Vocals, that we can do that is perhaps your composition?
That is safe for me.
I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, we can try to do Believe. I think it's going to make that sense.
Okay, cool. All right. If you're joining us, we are coming at you live from Lifestyle Home Garden. And in studio right now, we are chilling with True Verb Music. All right, they're about to perform for us. All right.
You ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3. It's that time of the day.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the O'Neill Africa Experience.
The O'Neill Africa Experience.
I believe in you. What you say, Lord, I will do. Where you send me, I will go. What you want me to do, I will do. Where you send me, I will go. What you want me to do, I will do.
You guys are very technical. Your arrangement is very technical. You challenge yourself. It really sounds like you challenge yourself. Is there somebody who's responsible for ensuring that the quality is consistent within the group? Who is the slave master?
Yeah, we ain't got no slave master.
We are real slaves.
You push one another.
You gotta die on your own.
Sadly, we're close to the end of the show, but we've got room for one more performance. It could be a cover. Anything that you guys think would be perfect to close with.
True.
Verb Music is hanging out with us today.
That's right. Cool. Yeah, probably. I don't know, guys. What do you think?
Yeah, let's go. Yeah,
we go to Nigeria.
Yeah, let's go there.
Ah, cool. Let's do it.
Let's kill it.
I thought maybe we gotta go to China or something. Nigeria, that's fine, cool. La 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 la
to me and I belong to her. My baby, you go killing somebody. They say love is blind, but I didn't see it for your eyes. They say love is blind, but I didn't see it for your eyes. She's the best talent. She they do like it or not. Street people, Eminado, hey, she like my soul, she like my soul. Hey, brother, I just not a video, not a video, hey. And I like what I see, I like what I see. Baby girl, just come, can balance on me, can balance on me, hey. Cause nobody can love you like I do. Nobody can touch you like I do. Nobody can love you like I do. Nobody can touch you. I am. 1, 2, 3, go. The baddest, baby girl, you the baddest. When you shake your assets, making many go forget. Imagines, baby, you go imagines. Baby, you are the latest. Baby, you are the latest. When did I go on a date? 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 Cause nobody can love you like I do. Nobody can touch you like I do. Nobody can love you like I do. Nobody can touch you. Two, three, go. The baddest, baby, girl, you're the baddest. When you shake your assets, make a man go forget. Imagines, baby, you cause imagines. Baby, you are the baddest. Baby, you are the baddest. When did I go on a dance? 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 Cause nobody can love you like I. Nobody can touch you like I. Nobody can love you like I. Nobody can touch you.
Much love. True Verb Music. Where do people find you before we leave?
We're on Facebook, True Verb Music. Instagram, trueverb.official. And we're also on Twitter, True Verb Music.
Guys, please keep the talent going. Thank you very much. Next time you have a project or a new single and you would like to share it with our listeners, please feel free to just come by and let's jam one more time, right?
Oh, thank you, man.
Thank you kindly. Thank you.
We appreciate
thank you kindly. That's True Verb Music. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back again next week, Friday. Remember, today's show powered by hashtag Castle Light Unlocks. And a quick reminder, remember, Castle Light is not for sale to any persons under 18 years of age. Please remember to drink responsibly. We are back next week from myself and my producer, Palesa. Alright.
Next week.
The O'Neill Africa Experience. Africa Experience. The number one African music vault. CliffCentral.com.